Welcome to the Chart Toppin' Show, where you decide what plays. You choose your favorites. So enjoy the best sounds of Radio Sega.
Number 38. Sweet. Yes, I'm cooking for my son and his wife. It's his 30th birthday. Four days into my bowl at the milk of 2 months ago. It's molding, Mom, isn't it?
Hello there, how are my lovely listeners? This is the beginning of the chart-topping show, which will be lasting 2 hours and then will pass the baton to the Sonic Show and their opinion, the Opinion Zone. And after 2 hours we'll get another more 8 a.m. This is the beginning of 6 consecutive live Radio Sega hours. Woohoo! So, what we just heard was number 48, which was, much to Jamie's chagrin, as it overran his request of chocolate. Jeez, I'm always confusing the names track. Chocolate chip sundae ice cream, or was it something completely opposite? It's something like that. Rexy's remix from Sonic Paradox remix charts. It got overrun. We got chocolate chip sundae overrun with some birthday cake from Jet Set Radio Future. That was number 38. What's going to happen now is that we'll have tracks from 20 to 11 and then the mid-segment will be part Commodore 64 tracks and part some special game from the Mega Drive / Genesis era third party we'll get some legendary tracks, some love on air on their 16-bit Sega version. Woo! And there's also obviously Flash Trivia, whoa! But now, to begin the show, let's see what you requested the most between 20 and 16.
Don't get too many ideas, you fools! You haven't seen the power this vessel really has! Get a load of this!
Number 20. Number 19.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
They call me Sonic, 'cause I am faster than sound. I keep on jumping around. Blue Hedgehog Sonic, with incredible speed, I'm moving my feet.
I'm Green Viper 8 of Sega's Final Console and Sonic Colors level with one letter removed fame, and you're listening to the Tart Chopping Show with Rav C.
Number 18. Number 17.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Time. But when it-
number 16.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Our chat has been interestingly been all about 90s music lately, and Jamie just went like, who's Scatman John? Really? Wow, that's actually impressive. Someone has got to post a video of his I'm the Scatman track. Honestly, how it's impossible to let anyone live without knowing that track. He probably knows it, it just doesn't associate it with the name. Anyways, regardless, the chat has been about stuff like Aqua and Juice and some British band called Fast Food Rockers. All of these are from the 90s. Well, that image of the Fast Food Rockers that Mick Bynes just posted. What can I say? That's... those bright yellow, red and blue colors are... They remind me of Hugo Chavez's jacket. Well, I don't really have much words to really comment about this, but these guys look like they're employees from McDonald's land, Ronald McDonald's land, to be honest. And so yeah, the tracks were from to number 20 was Intro from Decap Attack, the US version of the music of its music. So number 19, was from Sonic Arcade, Sonic the Hedgehog. They Call Me Sonic, which was the track that actually sparked all this conversation about 90s music. Number 18 was the usual Radio Sega classic, Phantasy Star Online 2, Archer of Destiny. Number 17, from Sonic Heroes, What I'm Made Of, awesome Crush 40 there. And number 16 was actually a pretty big surprise, some Sonic CD love. Interesting, it's not the most requested Sonic soundtrack on Radio Sega. Tidal Tempest, the Japanese version, was your number 16. I'm still looking at these pics from the Fast Food Rockers. This just couldn't look any more gimmicky. I mean, it's so 90s, it's so trying to appeal to preteens. Their outfits shouldn't be that shiny, to be honest. But yeah, I think that Tetratai is killer. And yes, now Rexy was talking about Scatman. He wrote his original single to overcome his stammer, and it's great to see it used to such a fun and inspirational effect. It's true, it grew up to be a legendary track and to help to actually motivate and inspire people worldwide. Now, things came from the Fast Food Rockers to Good Burger, the movie. And I'll take that lead to move to number 15. Let's keep the show going, guys.
Number 15.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Number 14.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
I'll show you what real evil is. Take.
this is a Mario Invasion on Radio Sega. Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games rowing single sculls was the number 14 track. Can someone please tell me what original tracks this is based on? Appears to be an original track, and by the way, number 15 was Twinkle Cart from Sonic Adventure, which is basically the very similar to Panic Puppet Zone from the Mega Drive version of 3D, also by Jun Senoue.
I'm Petit Cass, and you're listening to Radio Sega.
Come on! Number 13.
Eternal Champions found its way again into the top 20 requests, and this time it's not Midnight's stage, which was number 5 last week, but rather Larson's stage, at a lower number 13, but still pretty respectable. This game is awesome, all of you guys should try it. Okay, it's a bit of a mix between Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat at the height of its craze on the early mid-90s, but still.
Number 12.
Thank you.
Number 11.
Your number 11 is Afterburner, or should I say Outrun, old meme, already Sega meme here, from Hatsune Miku Project Diva Arcade. The tracks before were, I actually had presented them, running in the 90s was number 12. My laptop was going crazy when it was playing for the first time, but hopefully problems are solved now. I hope you're enjoying Chart Topping Show regardless, and I'm happy to keep you listening. I'm really thankful to everyone who sticks with Radio Sega and with me at these moments. Oh well. The conversation on Discord right now has been about High Highs memes, and there was a question regarding Initial D. I think it was Dark Shadow who, yes, he asked if Initial D was an anime or a video game. The correct answer is, it started out by being a manga. Then the next obvious step, the sequential step was an anime. And I think it's a few. I think the manga is from the 80s. So the Sega games, the Sega arcade racing games, were actually really late compared to them. But since it's still really popular, it's great. It was probably a comeback at Namco for their Midnight Dengan, that's something like that. The name of the racing arcades, they're pretty similar. If Mikhail is listening, he's probably able to tell us which is the original series and which came afterwards. the Namco and the Sega ones, Sega's being obviously initial D arcade stage. I wish I could look before it, but if I do it my computer will go crazy. The initial D manga is from the mid-90s, Jamie says. That's probably it, yes. But still, I had the impression it was older, but yeah, it may be mid-90s, with that Sprinter Trueno being all classic. Maybe I thought 80s because of the Toyota Sprinter Trueno. I'm going to move on to this.
Underrated, or just new, Tracks of the Week.
So, apparently, Initial D's tracks were... manga run from 1995 to 2013. Thank you, Dark Shadow, for the info. The cars are from the 90s. Is the Sprinter Trueno from the 90s? I could swear it was from the 80s, but then again it was old already by the other standards indeed. Still, are the cars on the Initial D arcade stage games from the 90s too, or are there any new cars? Mikhail just came to Discord to say I am on shock. What's wrong? Anyways, this segment is going to highlight a few tracks from Commodore 64. Let's show that sound chip some love. The first one is going to be Subsong 1 from Outrun Europa. Jamie says he believes this track is the theme of the game. Hopefully. I'm not giving you false information by hearing what he says, but he's usually correct, so I'm going to trust him on this one. It's not Midnight Dungeon, it's Wangan Midnight. And he's going to research what came first, and I appreciate that because, yeah, I can't open my browser or else you'll get the hiccups again. To Flash Trivia! And also, don't forget that there's special tracks from that legendary Mega Drive game that coming after these C64 tracks. Mm. This is Sunset Rider from Super Hang On, also from the Commodore 64 version, obviously. So apparently Sega's initial the arcade stage, which I thought was from Atlus, it's 4 years older than Midnight Wangan, so it's Namco that's coping Sega. Whoa. Bad Namco. Dark Shadows information about manga. It was about manga that Wangan Midnight was in 1999 and Initial D was in 95. There's a bit of a confusion here. We'll see what comes from it. Here comes another track. Meanwhile, there's still talk about Wangan Midnight and Initial D and its rivalry that transpired, that began in the manga, then moved to anime, and now it's on the arcades, courtesy of Namco and Sega. This is A Legend of Harrier from Space Harrier 2, also on Commodore 64. And this is the classic Rise from Your Grave from Altered Beast. Anyways, I've just read something amazing. Let's listen to the track a bit, I'll talk about it in about half a minute. We'll be right back. here's something amazing. There's going to be limited Night Trap. And yes, Night Trap, that infamous game from the Sega, Sega CD. From the late 90s, mid-90s. It's the 25th anniversary, means it was early 90s, but yeah. Yeah, what can I say about it? It's going to come out physical version, physical copies on the PS4. And also on the Xbox One. Wow. Night Trap! Do we have that on the playlist? We should. Anyways, guys, right after this is going to be... let's say I'm going to let KC voice a little.
It's time for Flash Trivia! I guess you could waste time.
Some 5 minutes. Let's enjoy Quiplash's music.
Or maybe you're stuck in place.
So let's just enjoy this Quiplash track while I look for something. It's not going to be Flash Trivia right now. There's still 5 minutes left. Okay, guys. What better to pet time than some awesome Segata Sanshiro?
Asobi no michi ni tamashi kometa hitori no otoko ga kyou mo yuku. 真面目に遊ばぬ奴らには体で覚えさせるぞ。セガタ三四郎、セガタ三四郎、セガサタ三四郎。テニスやカラオケナンパにクラブ他にすることあるだろうが、
れなきゃ遊べぬ奴らには心に問いかけるぞ。セガタ三四郎、セガタ三四郎、セガサタ三四郎。若者よ、真剣に取り組んでいるものがあるか。
命がけで打ち込んでいるものがあるか。セガサタンシロ、指が折れるまで、指が折れるまで。刹那の快楽追い続けても、 虚しい余生が残るだけ。とことん極める奴らには体に叩き込むぞ。セガタ三四郎、セガタ三四郎、セガサタ三四郎。 白い浮き雲真っ赤にたぎる遊びの地途中で投げ出す奴らには体で覚えさせるぞ背がたさんしろ背がたさんしろ背がさたんしろ背がたさんしろ背がたさんしろ背がさたんしろ
Now it's time for Flash Trivia! I guess you could waste time playing this game if you don't have anything else to do, or maybe if you think your life's not worth living, or maybe you're stuck in place somewhere and the only thing you have to listen to is the Chart Topping Show, or nope, that's it, I can't think of any other reason, nope.
And yes, so first Segata, Sanchiro, then KC, the natural order here. And now it's time for Flash Trivia, guys. Here's how it is for people who may be listening to this show for the first time. So, I'm going to ask 3 Sega questions to everyone. One each at a time, and I'll give you 1 minute to answer. The way to answer is to right-click my name on our Discord channel, RevSeek, and message me with the answer. Please do not say it on the main Radio Sega Discord server, please. Okay, you can also reply to one of our recent chart show tweets with the answer that will give you 2 points. Here's how it is. The first person to answer gets 3 points, the second one gets 2 points, the third one gets 1 point. And reminder, only direct messages count. If you post it on the main server, you will just void the answer because you're giving the answer to everyone. So, here's the first question. Name one of the 3 beginning cars on Metropolis Street Racer. Again, name one of the 3 cars you have at the beginning of the game on Metropolis Street Racer. 1 minute now. No answer so far, guys. Really? Sonic. Oh, damn it, I gave it away, says Viper. And there's an answer from Dark Shadow. And he's right, 3 points to him. There's about half a minute left. There's still 2 points, 3 points to be given. 2, then 1. And there's an answer from Veritex, and he's also right. There's also only 1 left for 1 point. Time's about to go. And there's an answer from Braxy, and she got it right, even though it's misspelled. Okay, the 3 possible answers were the Fiat Barchetta, which was the answer from Dark Shadow and Rexy. And I'm sorry, I was slow, I was typing it. Veritex answer was the MX5. The MX5, which is one of the names of the Mazda car. other names for the car are the Mazda Roadster and the Mazda Miata. And the final game, the final car that no one mentioned was the MGF. You Brit guys and gals gave answers that were not the British car in there. Okay guys, so here's for the second question. And this is a really easy one, I can tell you that. On Westopolis, who is Shadow's hero side helper? 1 minute from now on. On Westopolis, who is... Okay, there's one answer, Jeff, from Jamie, and he's right. Who is Shadow's and Viper second and Rexy third? Viper got it right, Rexit got it right, Dark Shadow got it right, and Veritex also got it right. But yeah, Dark Shadow and Veritex were slower. Jamie was really quick, Viper was second, and Rexy was third. So, let me point it. And Mick Bynes is also correct, but it was also out of time. Yeah, it was pretty easy. So Viper was right on the main chat room, except it was the wrong question. So, here goes the third and final question for the night. Are you ready? Here's the question. There's a GT racing car competing on Japan's national championships with Hatsune Miku livery. What's the brand of that car? 1 minute from now on. I repeat, there's a GT racing car competing on Japan's national championships with an Hatsune Miku livery. What's the brand of that car? Let's see, there's only one answer from Veritex and it's wrong, and Jamie is also wrong, and Viper just posted and he's also wrong. This is really tough, huh? Ask Mikhail, he'll give you a pick of the car. One more one answer from Rexy, and she said the name of the team, which is not the car brand. Okay, so Jamie got the 3 points because he got it right. I was confused. Then Rexy came with the car again, and she got 2 points. And the other guesses have been wrong by Mick Bynes and Veritex. 1 minute's probably already gone. But yeah. That's it, I'm going to close it. Just give me a second, please. We'll be right back. you know, the answer would be originally Mercedes, but you guys said BMW, which is actually correct, because what I was trying to confirm was, I asked for the brand of the car, of the Hatsune Miku livery car, GT racing car. I didn't ask for a specific season, because that team used to race BMWs, but they changed to Mercedes for the 2016 season. So I guess both count, since I did not specifically ask for which they were racing now. I'm going to point it out, and then we'll move to the new segment. Today's Fighting to Stream flashback is going to be about, as I've said, a legendary game from the Mega Drive, the only game that needed a 40 megabyte cartridge that was used mostly for sound bites from the announcer. This wasn't exactly the last iteration of the game in particular, but it was one that brought 4 new characters. It's obviously Super Street Fighter 2. Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo came later on, but it was too big and too good for the 16-bit games at 16-bit consoles at the time. There was no conversion to the SNES, or if it was bad, and definitely not for the Mega Drive. It came after Street Fighter 2 Turbo, which had some differences and adjustments, and mostly the speed difference, and after the original Street Fighter 2 and Championship Edition. That's just Mega Drive, but yeah. This was the penultimate iteration on the beloved game, and it got some iconic tracks, and their own version of the Mega Drive sound chip is special. It's beloved. I don't think there's any what can I say? I don't think there's any person who's about 40 years old that doesn't look back at this with special feelings. We're going to get to the tracks. Let's enjoy them. you know there's a Master System version of Street Fighter 2, which was created just recently by the Brazilian games firm Tectoy, which actually impressed the original creators.
I'm KevinB1229, and I'm Radio Sega 2.
Chat has been sparked about Street Fighter 2, and I'm really glad about that. This is Guile's theme, by the way. The previous one was Ryu's. Sorry guys, there's really no time. If there is time at the end of the show, I'll play whatever tracks are left, but now we'll move on to top 10. Sorry. There's half an hour to the opinion zone.
Number 10.
Again, you guys who asked for more Street Fighter 2 tracks, let's see if I can play them afterwards.
Number 9.
Angels with Burning Hearts is usually nearer to the top than it is now. It's number 9. Number 10 was the arranged version of Daytona USA's Let's Go Away.
Number 8.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Yet another number one of recent weeks, creeping up on the bottom of the top 10. Rhythm and Balance for White Jungle. From Sonic Adventure 2, Shadow Stage was Andy's number 8.
Hi, I'm Mike Pollack, the voice of Dr. Eggman. And unless I'm mistaken, you're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Number 7.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Life.
Sorry about the hiccups there. This is acting up again.
Number 6.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
So, yet more Sonic. Three Sonic tracks in a row now. First number 7, first number 8, then number 7, now it's number 6. Lookalike from Sonic the Movie was your number 7, and this is Ungravitify. Gravitify, obviously from Sonic Riders Zero Gravity, the main theme of that game, that spin-off game. There's 19 minutes till the end of the show. I hope you're enjoying this show even though there's some hiccups. I'll have to look about that. 2 weeks ago the same happened and but last week was fine. I don't really know what caused my computer to do that today because I'm not using about anything. We'll just get into the top 5 without further ado. The Discord chat is about GTA of all possible topics at the moment, but it's really interesting. If you're not there, you should. Really.
5 left. It's close now.
Number 5.
ABC's Am I Only Dreaming from Metropolis Street Racer. It's number 5, it's always near the top. People are talking about Tiny Racers and GTA 5. Someone's got to explain that to me and Micro Machines.
Number 4.
A new entrance to this show, and it's straight to number 4. It's from the recently released on the West, Persona 5. It's called Last Surprise.
Hi, my name is John Senower. You are listening to Radio Sega. Radio Sega.
Number 3.
No way! I can't believe this!
bottom step of the podium, it's a completely new track. From Sega Master System, it's Quartet, Double Target, Stage 1.
Where's that damn fourth Chaos Emerald?
Damn, we've been detected.
Shadow, damn you! Damn you!
Damn it! Damn you! I'm going to destroy this damn planet!
The show is about to end. There's 5 minutes left, guys. Thanks everyone who has listened to this show. Keep rocking with Radio Sega. The Opinion Zone is coming up next with the Sonic Show, guys. It'll take 2 hours, and then right afterwards there's the Sonic Addicts AM. There's live Radio Sega for the next 4 hours. The Chart Topping Show will be back next week. Thank you everyone who has been listening and participating on the Discord chat. You are the guys that make all of this worth it. Let's see what's number one now.
Number one.
Listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.